Mad Marv's Notebook for August 7th, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. So yesterday I was talking about the Mini Maker Faire planning meeting, and this morning I emailed one of the other planners, and the venue we thought we were going to get is up in the air again. So plans are back to square one, practically. So, oh boy, that project's becoming a bit of a mess. Anyway, I don't know if you can hear the background noise. I'm in the middle of a shopping mall, Al Moana. I'm just hanging out, having lunch, watching the construction. Right after Christmas of last year, the mall began a big renovation on the ground floor, right where the center stage is. And I've been kind of watching, you know, when I come to lunch, watching the progress of this job. I kind of thought they'd be done in like 6 months, and they look like they're over halfway there, but I don't know if they'll be done by the time Thanksgiving comes around and they have the Christmas shopping season to deal with. It'll be interesting, though. It's the first really big renovation in this area of the mall that I've seen. They gutted the whole center stage, tore up the ground. I think they have to change some of the plumbing, and looks like they're making room for more store space, and they got rid of their customer service office, and they're putting up something. I guess they're putting up something in its place. Looks like a lot of work is going to go into this, but I don't quite see the big picture yet. Anyway, I've been thinking. I just got a reminder email. A few weeks ago about the Flickr and their new, they revamped their whole site. They offered 1 terabyte of storage space to all users, and they got rid of the pro accounts. My pro account is going to expire in another week or two, at which point I'm thinking it's going to just roll over to the free account. And I'm wondering if I should bother keeping Flickr around and whether I should move to another service like SmugMug, because they just revamped their site. Their offerings, rather. And it's always something I've been considering in the back of my mind. It's just I never really got around to thinking through of whether I should be selling my photos or not. So that's what's been on my mind today at work. It's never been about the money for me, and from what a lot of other photographers I've seen, they don't necessarily make enough to make a living out of it. They make enough to continue buying gear. That's mostly because they buy really expensive gear, and they have to work just to pay off that kind of stuff. My strategy to photography has been a little bit different. I've been buying things as I've basically as I've been able to afford them. I've never had to go into debt over it, never really charged something to a credit card that I couldn't pay off right away. So it's kept things a little more sane, at least in my opinion. I haven't gotten really overboard into photography, even though by all accounts from the outside, people would say that I have. So I can still, you know, step back and look at photography not necessarily as I have to pay the bills with it. That's why I normally just take on fun art projects. I don't shoot weddings. I don't really do the senior portrait thing. And it's fun for me. I just don't know if I want to go and do that next step. The other recent things I've been doing were shooting models. That's been a fun art project too. I can see where other people have made a business out of it. I don't know if I'm going to end up doing that down the line, even though I'm now starting to line up photo shoots with models one-on-one outside of just the meetup group. And we'll see how that goes and see if it's going to be interesting, like the art projects I think it's going to be, or if it's just models wanting to get, you know, cover shot or basically portfolio shots for themselves and their portfolios. So it'll be interesting to think about. for the next couple of weeks or so. Once that Flickr account goes back to the free advertising-based model, I'll probably decide whether I want to get a professional portfolio account somewhere. Anyway, I think I've gone on for long enough. I'll talk to you tomorrow.